Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Tes. We're here at the Mishnah. We have been talking about matzah for a while. Now we're going to shift gears and talk about maror. First of all, the Mishnah is going to list off the species of maror that are mutter to use for maror. That would be Yotzei, the mitzvah. And then it's going to go on to talk about a little bit about the connection between matzah and maror. After all, the pasuk says, Al matzos umrurim yochluhu. Those two seemingly are linked. We'll learn a couple halachos from that. But either way, apologize in advance for my voice, for the coughing, a little bit under the weather, but it doesn't stop us from learning. So either way, says the Mishnah, Elu yirakos she'adam yotzei bahen yidei chovasu bepesach. Right, this is the list. Chazeres, metamcha, v'char chavina, v'olshin uva marer. And the Torah is known for saying that this list is in order of preference. As is borne out by the Gemara a little bit, as you'll see in a second. But okay, maybe that's Chazeres being most preferable, and ironically enough, Maror being least preferable. But okay, not everybody says that. But let's go by there. Yotze behen b'malachim ben yevashin, you yotze whether they're wet or dry. Avalo kavushin, but not pickled. Avalo shlukin, and shlukin Rashi says if you boil the heck out of it and you like totally melt off the vegetables, right? That's not you're not yotze. Avalo mevushalim, but not if they're cooked right regularly. As we'll see on Amud Beis, right, it needs to have a bitter taste, and that obviously will be lacking if you cook it. So, but start from the kezias, all these species, if you don't have the full kezias of any one of them individually, so then you can join them together. Excuse me, that's why if people prefer, for whatever reason, to have the white stuff, the horseradish that we have nowadays, so very often people will combine that with a big leafy piece of chazeres, of romaine lettuce, or whatever, again, because that makes sure that you have a kezias. Although, if you look at the list, right, ironically, chazeres is first, right, it could be that the romaine lettuce is more preferable, as we mentioned, but okay, either way, they do join together to be a kezias. V'yotze bekalach shalem, you can also, your yotze if you use the stalks of these vegetables, uva demai, and your yotze if you use demai. Demai is, as we said, we mentioned before by matzah and other times, that is produce that bought from an Amaretz, who we say that he gave truma, right? We're not concerned that the Amaretz didn't give truma, but we're concerned maybe he didn't take Meiser, Meiser Sheni, etc. So that's Demai, where you're allowed to use Demai for Maror, Meiser Rishon, which is not Trumas, so you're allowed to use Meiser Rishon that they took Trumas Meiser from, who Meiser Sheni, Vehekdesh, and Iftu, and Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh that was redeemed. Rashi just explains the Gemara is not going to go through, as he did before, by Matzah, to explain why each one of those cases is a Chiddush. And Rashi just points out, because the Chiddush here is that Meiser is Drabana when you're talking about vegetables. Right? As Rashi says, Rashi, Uva Demai, Uva Meiser Rishon. Right? He says, Tevel obviously is Aser. You're not allowed to use it. Right? That, the implication here is that these things are Mutter, but Tevel is Aser. And why is that a chesh? Because Meiser Yerek is the Rabbanon. But even so, even though that's the Rabbanon, still, that's Havile Mitzvah, Baba Avera, it's still going to be an Isser, right? Even though the Chi of Mara is the Rabbanon nowadays, but again, Tevel and Meiser is the Rabbanon as well. And that's why the Gemara is not going to go through all of those examples and explain what the Chiddush is. Right? The one main general Chiddush here is that even though the vegetables are Tevel Midei Rabbanan, right, it's still going to be Usur if you don't take the proper Trumos, etc. Okay. Sorry. Says the Gemara is going to list and identify all of these vegetables. Chazeres is chasa. Ulshin is hindavi. Tamcha, amra barachana, tamchasa shma is called tamchasa. Charachavina, amra shimig lakish, that's atzavta didilka, a part of the palm tree. Didikla, part of the palm tree. Right? Uva mara, what about mara? That's merisa. Also, again, something that, some sort of vegetable that is bitter. Tanya bar kapara, elu yurako shalom yotze bahen yudei chavasum pesach. Again, bar kapara, to the following brisa. Ulshin, betamcha, v'charachalin, v'charachavinin, v'chazrin, Rabbi Yehuda omer, af ulshe sada, even this ulshe sada, right, and v'ulshe gina, and ulshim that grow in the garden, v'chazeres, and chazeres as well. This Gemara says, ulshe gina v'chazeres, right, on the ratio, right, well, we already mentioned that. So, achikamer, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant, right, af ulshe sada, k'ulshe gina v'chazeres, meaning that he compared the two, that those also should be included. Okay, Rabbi Meir omer, Rabbi Meir says, af Asvas vetura umar yiroar. Right, even those vegetables are also mutter. to use in your yotzei the mitzvah. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, asvas v'tura echadu. Those are actually the same. Umar ze hu yiroar, and what mar is considered to be yiroar. Okay, ayin sham. Let's say in the Art Scroll or some sort of, if you need some sort of translation. If I'm not mistaken, the Art Scroll kind of translates them just linguistically, meaning that again, I'm sure there are commentaries and maybe in the notes underneath, right? Exactly what these items are, but okay, ayin sham. Tanya de Beis Shmuel, they learned in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel. Eli Yirakos Shadam Yotzei Behen Yudei Chovas Bepesach. Same idea. Chazeres, right? Ulshin, V'tamcha, V'charbinin, U'vecharginin, U'vehar Dofnin, right? All those. And Rabbi Yudah Omer, Avchazeres Yulin, V'chazeres Galin, Kayotzei Bo. Right? Those are the same. Rabbi Yiloi, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yelezer, Af are Kablin. Even those are, you can use for Mar. V'chazarti al koma katalmidov v'mikashti lichaver, and I went over and I chazered, meaning Rabbi Eli said, and then Rabbi Elazar, that our Kablin are also part of Mar, but he looked all throughout all his learning, like I guess all of his notes, and he asked all of his friends, v'lo matzati, but I didn't find anybody who agreed with me. U'kshabati lefnei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, hodel ledvari, right, so he finally, hodel ledvari, but he agreed with me, finally I found somebody who was masking that this is actually what Rabbi Eliezer had said. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Rabbi Yudah says, kol sheis lo sraf, it needs to have some sort of sap. Rashi explains that when it's cut, there has to be some sort of liquid that comes out of it. Rabbi Yudah ben Broka, Omer kol shepanav machsifin. Rabbi Yudah ben Broka says, any vegetable that is machsifin, Rashi says, not as green as normal green, meaning light green. Acherim omrim kol yerek mar yishlo sraf upanav machsifin. Right, according to the Acherim, it needs to be both. It needs to both have sap and sort of, right, some sort of liquid when you cut it, and you have to have, it has to be light green. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, midivrei kula nilmad, from the list of all these talmidim, excuse me, tanoim, rather, right, all the lists that we've been bringing, right, apparently, what do you see? That yerek mar yishlo sraf upanav machsifin, that it needs to be both. Right, amar avuna halacha acherim, but certainly the halacha is like the Acherim. Okay, Ravina Ashkechila of Acha Brei the Rava Dava Mahader Amarisa. Ravina found Rav Acha. Rav Acha was being very backbid to make sure he found Marisa, right, the last one, Marer, in the list for Marer on Pesach. So Amalei said to him, "What are you thinking? Right, the Marer and Tvei, we think they're very, very bitter, and that's the best thing. V'chazeres tzadan, right? When the Mishnah says chazeres, and that's first." Right, v'tanan debay Shmuel Chazeres. Right, they learned the base Medrash of Shmuel Chazeres is best. V'amar Rabbi Yoshia mitzvah Chazeres, and again the mitzvah is to use Chazeres. V'amar Rava my Chazeres, what's Chazeres? Chasa, right, this lettuce, right, maybe romaine, regular chasa, whatever. And it says Rava my Chasa. Why do we call it Chasa? Meaning, why do we use this thing that is called Chasa? There's not only is that bitter, but it's also there's a reference to the language, the Chas Rachmana Ilava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took mercy on us and saved us, right, from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yishuv Bar Nachmanim, Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan, sorry, Lama Nimshlu Mitzrayim, Mitzriim Kimorer. Why are the Egyptians compared to Morer? Lo Mer Lacha, just to say to you that Ma Morer Zeh Shetchilas Rach V'Sof Hakasha. Just like Morer, initially it's soft, but at the end it's, Rashi says it hardens, meaning the vegetable, the stalks become very hard. So af mitzrim tchilas rakav sofu kasha. So too the mitzrim, when Paro first enslaved us, at first it was soft; it wasn't so hard. Meaning he gave out money and schar, and he salaried the Israelis who were working. The Israelis, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael that were working. So, but at the end, obviously, it was much worse. So if you remember, Ravina said to Rav Acha, why are you looking for Marer? Right, the best thing to do is use Chazeres. So he said, so Rav Acha said, Hadribi, I take it back. You're right, I'll go look for Chazeres. Amrele Rav Rechumi Labaye, Bimai Dehai Marer Bin Yeriku. How do you know that Marer is a vegetable? Ema Miriyasa de Kufya. Maybe it's some bitter part of a fish. So Gemara says, "It has to be similar to matzah. Ma matzah could do the karka, af morer could do the karka. Just like matzah grows from the ground, so too morer. Ve'ima hirduf, maybe it could be hirduf, which is the tree that Moshe used to sweeten the bitter waters in Mara, which was a double nace, in Mara when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, right? They came, there was no water. They came to a place called Mara where the water was bitter. Moshe threw the tree, this tree, this type of tree, this hirduf, into the water, and now the waters became sweet. Right? Moshe taught them some halachos. Okay, so it was a double nace because the tree itself was bitter, and he threw it into bitter water, and it became sweet. So how do you know that it has to be a vegetable? Maybe it's this tree thing that's called hirduf. So the Gemara says, dumi de matzah. So it has to also be similar to matzah. Matzah means zeroim. Af mara means zeroim. Just like matzah is some sort of type of something that grows from a seed, even though trees technically grow from a seed, but you know, meaning some sort of like zeroim, sometimes something that you plant in a row, like seeds, like grains. So too it has to be like a vegetable type item. Maybe here's zifu. Maybe it should be here's zifu, which Rashi says is a plant that is poisonous. So the Gemara says to be the matzah. Right? Again, it's not really so edible. So it has to be similar to matzah. Ma matzah shenikach is bekezef meiser. Af mara shenikach bekezef meiser. So too mara has to be something you could buy with meiser sheni money. Right? Again, if you redeem meiser sheni, that's right. Yishalayim. You bring the money to Yishalayim. You can buy whatever you want with it, but you can only buy food. So there's a fancy way of saying that's not food, right? If it's poisonous. So Rabba bar Rav Chanan Labai Ima Mara Chad. Okay, where do we get all of these items that can be used for Mara? Why don't we just use one? Right? Tell me what's Mara? One thing. So Gemara says, okay, because the pasuk says Marorim Ksiv, right? Al Matzos Urorim, right? That's plural. That's many types of Mara. So apparently you can use many different things. Ima Marorim Terei. Okay, so usually when the pasuk says something that's plural, we assume the minimal plural amount, which is two. Right? So why don't we say that over here? There are only two items that are mutter from mara. So it's because just like matzah has many species that can be used, so too by mara. Sorry. All right. Abraham bar Ravud Amarav. Yirakos shamru chachamim shalab yotzim yidei chavos v'pesach. Kulin Nizroi Baruga Achas. Rabbi said this thing in the name of Rav. All of these vegetables that you're allowed to use for mara can all be planted in one little garden. Lameira, does that mean to say the Lesbu Mishum Kilayim? Are you telling me that there's no issue of Kilayim? You're not, like Kilayim says, the Halacha of Kilayim, you're not allowed to plant different species of, you know, of items together. So how does that work? But you tell me all these are different species. Yes, they're all vegetables. And yes, they're all bitter, but they're different species. Why should you be chai for kilayim? And in fact, we have a brisa. Masiv Rava. Rava says, Chazeres v'chazeres galen, ulshin v'ulshe sada, krishin u'krishe sada, kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, chardar v'chardar mitzri, v'dilas ha-mitzri v'har mutza, all of those species, enam kilayim zemazet. They're not kilayim with each other. And as we're going to see, let's just read the Gemara. Chazeres v'chazeres galen in, meaning the Mishnah is read together, right? But chazeres v'ulshin lo, meaning that it's paired up. Then the Gemara says that. V'chitem and yifaltami kulu b'hadadi katanilu, they're all together, meaning the Mishnah means to say that all of these are one species and therefore mutzer to plant together. V'barav zugos zugos tatani, that Mishnah is in pairs. So what I was really trying to explain is that the kilayim that are mutra, when the Mishnah says enam kilayim zemazeh, that's only each one with its pair, meaning chazeres and chazeres galen, and ulshin and ulshe sadeh, and krishin, etc., etc. But all of these items with each other is kilayim. They are different species. So that's our stuff. That's what we'll be talking about. So it can't be that you don't violate the Isra of Kilayim if you plant them all in one garden. So it says, my Nizroid, Damarav, what does that mean? That you can plant them all together? Nizroid Kilchasun. You can plant them Kilalacha, meaning far enough apart so that you don't end up with Kilayim. Right? Again, you have to space them out. So Kumar says, one second, Kilchasun. You tell me that the Chiddush is you can plant, it's mutter to plant these items spread apart like the Halacha? Well, Tanina, well, we know what the Halacha is by kilayim, right? You have to space them out. Right? The Mishnah says, right? Aruga, Mishnah and kilayim. I think we already quoted this somewhere. It says Masechta Shabbos, okay? It says, Aruga shishishal shisha tfachim. If you have a garden that is 6x6 tfachim, so zori besocha chamisha zeronim, you can get five different types of plants, five different types of seeds. Al arba ruchos aruga, you can get four on each side, north, east, west, and south. The achas ba'emza, one in the middle. But we know the whole concept, right? The Mishnah and Kilayim already teach us that you have to keep different species separate. So you don't need to tell me that you have all these different species, you have to keep them separate. Well, yeah, that's the halacha of Kilayim. So Ma'od the Tevas, the Gemara says, you might have thought Hanibili was right. That's only by seeds. Abba Yurakos La, but maybe there's no issue of Yurakos, of vegetables with Kelayim. No, I'm sorry. Meaning the opposite. Meaning you might have thought that this is mutter, this arrangement, that you can get five species in a 6x6 tefachim area, that's only by seeds. But by Yurakos, it's awesome because the vegetables take more. I mean, the Havamina is, as you'll see in a second, the Havamina is that maybe the vegetables take more nourishment from the ground, and therefore you need more space, you need extra space between the different species. So Kamash Malan, so therefore, Rav is teaching us that, no, this Mishnah also applies to vegetables. The Meir Dirakos Alima Mizraim, are you telling me that vegetables are stronger than seeds? Meaning, are you telling me that vegetables take more of a root and take more space in the ground when they're planted? But it's not without the Mishnah in Kelayim. It's not true. Right? The opposite is true. Kol min Yizroyim, ein zorei baruga achas. Any types of seeds, you're not allowed to plant in one garden. Right? Kol min Yirako zorei baruga achas. But all types of vegetables can be planted in one area. So we see that, again, the vegetables are more, maybe they're smaller, meaning that the roots do not go as far as the seeds. So you see, it's actually not true. So Gemara says, Ma'od Tema is no. So it must be a different Ma'od Tema, right? A different Havamina that you might have thought without Rav teaching us that you can plant them all together, Kiel Chasson. What is the Havamina? Ma'od Tema, you might have thought, Hani Marer Min Zrayim Nidu. No, you might have thought that these Marer types are seeds. So Gemara Shmala, therefore, you teach me that they are vegetables. And they are allowed to be planted in one garden. So Gemara says, Zrayim Salpatai, how could you have thought that these Marer, these species are seeds, are plants? Like, when I say seeds, I don't mean, right, obviously they're all seeds because you plant them, but I mean like grains and stalks, etc., etc., like wheat and barley and v'chule. So why would you have thought that they are seeds and not vegetables? Vatsan, we lived in the Mishnah, Yurakos. Right, again, we said, what did the Mishnah say? Right, you just flip back. Elu Yurakos, Shadab Yotzi Bahin. Right, the Mishnah says, they calls them the vegetables. Vitali Bar Kapara Yurakos, Vitali the Mishmul Yurakos. Right, everybody, all these prices say they're vegetables. You couldn't have had a Havabina, they were seeds. So Gemara says, you're right, Eda Chanami. The Chiddush that Rabbi is trying to teach us is Chazeres Yitzrichale. You might have not realized about Chazeres. Why? Sakadai de Chavina, you might have thought to say that Ho'ol V'Sofa L'Hakshav, since eventually Chazeres becomes very hard, Rashi says when it grows fully and it becomes thick, so then it really hardens. Nesiv L'Ravachatzve, maybe you need extra space. There's a lav Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, Kelach Shal Kruv Shehoksham Achriv Lo Beis Rova, right? It needs extra space. So Amma, apparently, what do you see? Cave in the Sofa Lakshos Yavili Ravachatve. So Achanami Nesavli Ravachatve. You might have thought that since it becomes hard, you don't need to give it extra space. So Kamash Mala Rav taught us that it's not true. That as long as it hasn't become hard yet, you don't need to space it out any farther than the other vegetables. Okay, two dots. Right? We said the Mishnah. The Yotze behed bein lachem ben yevashim, Yotze, whether they're wet or dry, meaning whether they're fresh or whether they're dried out. Amar of chista lo shanu emakelach. That's only talking about the stalks. Amar the olid lachem in yevashim lo. But if the leaves, if you're using leaves for marer, like which we do with the chazeres, so that's only if they're moist, i.e. fresh, but not if they're dried out, because as Rashi says, there's no taste. Then they lose their taste. But what do we say at the end? Right, at the end of the Mishnah, it said, by the way, you can use all these species and their kelach, and their stalks. I'm implying that the Reisha Olid, at the beginning of the Mishnah, he's talking about the leaves. So Gemara says, no, Perushi Kamefarish. The Mishnah is explaining itself. When it meant to say, when he said you could use it, whether it's moist or wet or dry, right, fresh or dry, so that's by the stalks. Meaning that's what the Mishnah said, what it meant to say, the stalks. Sorry, excuse me. That it was clarifying that the dry or fresh or moist option was talking about the stalks and not about the leaves. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said, now you're yotze with the stalks. Basically, one second, I'll ask you a question on the Brisa. How could that be the Pshat of the Mishnah? Yotze behen v'kelach shel lehen. You can be yotze with these species and their stalks. Right? The Brisa says, this is not our Mishnah, but our Brisa says, you can be yotze with them or their stalks, ben lachem and yevashim, Dibur Rebbe Meir, right? Whether they're wet, whether they're moist or dry, whether they're fresh or not, according to Rebbe Meir. And then again, just to explain now, before we go into kind of like a slight digression, that's the kasha. Meaning, Rebbe Meir seems to clearly say that they can be either wet or dry, whether they're using the stalks or the leaves. Okay, so that's going to be the kasha, but let's just quote the rest of the braisa. The Chacham Omer Lachim Yotzi Bahen, Yivashin Ein Yotzi Bahen, right? The Chacham say only if they're fresh. But they agree, she Yotzi Bahen Kemushin. Then you can be Yotze if they're a little bit, what's Kemushin? It's like Nebuch. Like you ever open a bag of lettuce and some of the leaves are like, withered. That's the word. Thank you. They're like a little bit withered. So that is still Yotze because it still has some sort of flavor, as you'll see in a second. Avelo Kevushin, but not if they're pickled. Avelo Shlukin, not if they're cooked. Avelo Mevushalin, not if they're cooked. Shlukin is cooked, right, even more than Mevushalin. But Kilo Shadavar, bottom line, is Kol She'eshbo Tam Mar, Yotzebo. Anything that has the flavor of Mar, you're Yotze. Kol She'eshbo Tam Mar, in Yotzebo. If you don't have the flavor anymore, then you're not Yotze. So again, our Mishnah, right, you can't be that, you know, Rabbi Meir, who says that you're Yotze for both of them. Right, Mishnah, our Mishnah is going like this Shita. Rabbi Meir said very clearly that Bemalachim ben Yevashin. So Gemara says, Targuma Akavach. Now, he must have been talking specifically about the stalks, but the leaves, according to this understanding, the leaves can be dry or, the leaves can have to be fresh, have to be wet, as opposed to the stalks, which can be either one. Tanu Rabbani, without the Rabbi say, Ein Yotze Bahen Kemushin, you cannot use them if they are withered. That's against what we just said. But that the Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim say that you are Yotze if they're withered. And here the Braisa here says that you're not Yotze if the lettuce that you're using is withered. Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadok, Amru Yotze Bahen Kemushin, right? Okay, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadok says you are Yotze. Boy Rabbi Barachama, Rabbi Barachama asked the following question. Are you allowed to use Meiser Shady Morer for the mitzvah on Leila Seder? So I'll leave with Rabbi Akiva. You don't need to ask me, going to Rabbi Akiva, again, who said that you are allowed to use Meiser Shady Matzah, because Hashta the Matzah Daraisa, not fake Morer, Darabana Miboya. Because if you're going to be Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah, Midaraisa, so certainly you can be Yotze the mitzvah of Morer, which is Darabanan. The question is, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, right? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosei Glili. Maya, what's the halacha? Again, Rabbi Yosei Glili had said that b'matzah daraisa hu d'lo nafik, maybe you're not Yotze because matzah is daraisa, and avon morah darabanan nafik, but maybe since morah is just darabanan, you can be Yotze. Or maybe, called the takin rabanan ki daraisa tikkun, that any darabanan din was tikkun when they established that darabanan din just like the din of daraisa. So which one is it? Is it Yotze according to Rabbi Yosei Glili? Are you Yotze with Meiser Shady Morer or not? So Marava, Mistavra, Matzah, and Morer, it makes sense that Matzah and Morer should be together. And it should have the same halacha. So too, just like according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, right, like we did yesterday, I think it was yesterday, like we did yesterday, that you can't use, maybe 2 days ago, you can't use Matzah that's Meiser Shady. So too, you're not allowed to use Morer that is Meiser Shady. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah, and we'll go weiter on the Hailing of Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.